FM dial and WMFO.org on the web.
It even vibrates like real.
You go to parties with Johnny, and then you go to shows with Joe. There's just one little thing that I would like you to know. I can't stand it any longer. My heart is filled with pain. How about me? How about me? How about me?
Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Oh, yeah. Backing me up, this week's backing track, or this month's backing track, or the next couple of weeks' backing track, are a band called the Marlins. They're out of Pennsylvania. They recorded something on a label called Scotty. I thought it was not the Minneapolis one. Unknown release date. The name of the track is called Letdown. So get used to it. Anyway, you know that's your cue, like to go get, you know, go to the bathroom or whatever during this broadcast. Anyway, we have passed the point of no return, aka the halfway point of the show. Let me tell you what I just played. And yes, this is WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial, www.wmfo.org on the web. Just heard the Belmonts. And How About Me, released in 1962 on the Sabina label. Well, that Shadows of Night with the B-side to Gloria. And Dark Side came out in 1966 on Dunwich. Before that, the Fugue, I guess. I don't know. F-U-G-U-E. How are you going to pronounce that? I don't know. The name of the track is called So Lonely. It was a demo recorded for the Criteria Records label around 1968. I got off the compilation Psychedelic States, Florida in the 60s, Volume 4. Then we kicked it off with Miss Toni Fisher. And What Did I Do? Came out in 1962 on the Big Top label. Anyway, I was thinking about the last set, the next to last set in that first hour. And I was thinking, on the Zombies track, I kind of jumped the gun and stopped it and started again. It reminded me of this kid I trained years ago at my other station, the station I came to before I came to WMFO. He kept saying, I know what I'm doing, I know what I'm doing, I know what I'm doing. I listened to the cassette of the show. It sounded like a bag of cats the whole time. Oh my God. Anyway. Not that I'm that good. But just stuck with me for the next, I don't know, hour or so. No, actually, 54 minutes. Coming up in 54 minutes will be the lounge with Danny. And I believe Stephanie will be in this week. So check it out. Anyway, coming up, this week's song that everybody knows, and so much more. These are the Desperate Hours. That's a long version. Shadow.
I see walking in these woods. Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood.
Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want.
Listen to me,
Little Red. Trusted walking with you alone. Oh, Little Red Riding Hood, I'd like to hold you if I could, but you might think I'm a big bad wolf, so I won't. Oh, what a big heart I have. Love better to love you. Little Red Riding Hood.
This is Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum, listening in from Candyland, California. Nothing makes me more desperate than listening to the sweet sounds of Alex Piandez on the Desperate Hours, WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts.
God put a song in the heart of an angel, and softly she sang it to me.
I get to thinking lots of times about back when I was a lad, of the old home place where I growed up, of the days, both good and bad. My overalls was hand-me-downs, my shoes was full of holes. And I used to walk 4 miles to school every day, through the rain and the sleet and the cold. I've seen the nights when my daddy would cry for the things that his family would need. But all he ever got was a badland farm and 7 hungry mouths to feed. And yet our home fire never flickered once. 'Cause when all these things went wrong, Mama took the hymn book down and Mama sang a song.
What a friend we have in Jesus.
I've been rocked to sleep many a night to the tune of What a Friend. And come morning, rocker ages would wake me gently once again. And then Daddy'd reach up and he'd take the Bible down and he'd read it. Read it loud and long. And all of us felt that maybe our home was blessed when Daddy would say, Mama, sing a song. Sister left home first, I guess, then Bob, then Tommy, then Dan. Then Dad's hair was turning white, and I had to be Mama's little man. But it seemed that as Daddy's back growed weak, Mother's faith growed strong. And them were the greatest days of all when Mama sang a song. I guess the house is still standing. I don't get back much no more. No voices left to fill them halls, and no steps to grace the floor. For you see, my mama sings in heaven now, around God's golden throne. But I'll always believe this world's a better place, because one time my mama sang a song.
Precious memories fill my
at 7:20 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Oh, yeah. Just heard Grandpappy Amos, the head of the Klan, who grew up in the wild west town of Lynn, Massachusetts, home of the Fluffernutter, sing Mama Sang a Song. Anyway, it was released in 1962 on the Liberty label. Before that, you heard the Trojans of Evil do Why Girl. I got off the compilation Fuzz Flakes and Shakes Volume 4, released in 2001 on the Bacchus Archives division of Dionysus, originally released on the TOE label in 1967. No, I'm not spelling toe, it's T period, O period, E period, in 1967. And before that, this week's song that everybody knows, Sam the Cham and the Pharaohs and Little Red Riding Hood, released in 1966 on MGM. And then we kicked off the set with a band called The Soul Survivors. I got off the compilation Psychedelic States, Mississippi in the 60s. Originally released on the River label. The name of the track was called Shadows. 617-627-3800. Is that my call if you want to touch base? 73800 on the Tufts University campus. Yes. Want to get a hold of me between shows? Want to make an ID? All I got to do is mention my name, Desperate Hours, and WMFO and Method, and all that possible combinations. Make a WAV or an MP3 and send it to coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. If you're on social media, like the Desperate Hours on Facebook. Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page. Yeah, okay. Ugh. Delirium is setting in. Anyway, a couple more sets to go on the show. Coming up at 8 o'clock will be The Lounge with Danny. Unless I forget, and I thought he was around a heck of a lot longer than that, Easy Ed's Variety Hour, which he has every other Friday evening here at MFO on, from 6 to 8, alternating with the Bingo Show. They'll be celebrating their 10th year on the air here at the Midway. Party that starts at 4 o'clock and goes till 2, and that's a Midway on Washington Street, Forest Hills. And the Crank Tones, the Barley Hoppers, Fearless Leader, Johnny Calavalli and his band of all-stars, the Bob Thrills, and Roy Sludge and DJ Kogar, as well as Easy Edge Record Hop. And that's this Saturday, May 7th, at the Midway. So check it out. Anyway, I don't know how long I've been on here. I think next week marks, or this maybe this week marks, 3 years. Seems like yesterday. We all know what a crappy day yesterday was. I was on Coffee and Smokes. Did that show on Saturday mornings for 10 years. Or just short of 10 years. And that show died about 10 years ago. But it tells you where I am. Ugh. Anyway. I'll get back into it. These are the Desperate Hours. We'll be right back.
Nothing. Well, kind of nothing. I think the condom might have broken.
Broken?
Yeah, this is not good.
Okay, relax.
Relax? I mean, what are the chances of that? It's like...
Surreal?
Yeah. This isn't supposed to happen. We're being responsible here.
Okay, well, don't panic.
Don't panic? How can you say that?
Being responsible means having a backup plan, like emergency contraception, or EC for short. When you begin taking EC within 72 hours, it could prevent pregnancy. It's not an abortion pill and it won't prevent HIV or other STDs, but it's a great backup plan.
It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be fine.
What? I thought you'd be the one to freak.
Well, I've got EC.
Oh. Oh, no, that's just great. What's EC?
For more information or to get EC in advance, ask your healthcare provider or call 1-888-NOT-TOO-LATE. That's 1-888-NOT-2-LATE. EC, because shit happens. Brought to you by the Pacific Institute for Women's Health.
Someday I knew I'd make the most of every day, and so I run from here to there, and if I die young I don't care, because I'm fast, baby, I'm fast, and I face. Well then baby, I welcome you to the race. I just run from here to there, and if I die young I don't care, because I'm fast.
This is Mike Stewart from the Brigands, and you're listening to Alex on the Desperate Hours, rocking your Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO in Medford. Remember to keep rocking.
Her alone. I know that I must call her on the telephone. crazy, just don't bother at all. You probably got good reason for not placing my call. But if her line is busy, then you could be right. Cause you can trust a woman when her man's out of sight.
Howdy, hi, this is Mike Murray from the Whole Lotta Shakin' Radio Show in Rochester, New York, and you're listening to my partner in crime, Alex, keeping rock and roll alive one record at a time, right here on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
If you want me, it's all right. It's all right, it's all right. What if you want me, it's all right.
It's 7:38 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Oh, yeah, we're past the three-quarter pole and heading down the home stretch. Just heard Adam Faith from 1964 on the Amy label, a release here on the Amy label, and It's All Right. Before that, Upstairs did Operator Please, originally released on the Kooka label in 1967. I got off the compilation Garage Beat 66 Volume 4. Came out in 2005 on Sundazed. Before that, The Heirs, as in Heirs, H-E-I-R-S, as if you inherited something. Well, you inherited this tune that I played. Anyway, it was previously on release, recorded for Jordan in 1966. I got off a compilation, Northwest Battle of the Bands, Volume 1. Came out in 2001 on Ace. The name of the track was called I'm Fast. Then we kicked off the set with The Mystics and I Don't Want To. Also previously on release, recorded MBS Studios in Chicago, Illinois, around 1965. I got off the compilation, Last of Garage Punk Unknowns, Volume 3 and 4. CD version, obviously. Came out last year on Crypt. Yeah, these are the Desperate Hours. My name is Alex. I'm here each and every Thursday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. We sign up for shows soon. I think you're going to be stuck with me during the summer. But I don't want to get ahead of myself. So I got another 20 minutes to go. Let's bring this old girl home. These are Desperate Hours.
$40 a day. door kept him. I say this him all morning, cat door kept him. Tell him I'm cool, yes, buddy, tell him I'm cool. This old Hammond, an old kill John Henry.
Yes, this old Hammond, don't kill John Henry.
Now this old Hammond, but it kills John Henry. It won't kill me.
Nobody won't kill me.
This is Scott Gorky from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable. You don't know what to expect.
It's fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you lock in your attic.
No sound. Her hair is soft and lips are formed with flashing eyes, a flashing storm.
She's dashing, she's daring, she's sparing, she's daring, she haunts you. She's billing, she's chilling, she's filling, she's willing, she haunts you.
We'll be right back.
figures I'm driving.
Well, mammy, did you baby love the shot? In shot, mammy, did you baby love the shot? In red, well, mammy, did you baby love the shot? In shot, mammy, did you baby love the shot? In red,
well, I put on the skillet, I put on the lid, mammy's gonna make you some shot. In red,
yeah, and that ain't all she's a winner do.
Mammy's gonna make you some
happy do. Mammy, did you baby love the shot? In shot, mammy, did you baby love the shot? In red,
yeah, and mammy,
did you baby love the shot? In shot. In red,
yeah.
Did you baby love the shot? In shot, mammy, did you baby love the shot? In red,
well, mammy,
did you baby love the shot? In shot, mammy, did you baby love the shot? In red,
go.
I filled my pockets with a shot in red. I went to the corner that I stood on my head. And there I stood in my dark and red.
Baby, did you baby love the shot
in shot? Famous, did you baby love the shot
in red?
Well, baby, did you baby love the shot in shot? Famous, did you baby love the shot in red?
I put on a spit, I put on a lid. Mammy's gonna make you some shot
in red. Yeah, and that ain't all she's a winner do.
Mammy's gonna make you some
happy do.
Mammy, did you baby love the shot
in shot?
Famous, did you baby love the shot
in red?
Yeah, mammy, did you baby love the shot
in shot?
Famous, did you baby love the shot
in red?
In shot in red,
in shot in red.
Years from now, when you talk about this, and you will, be kind.